everybody get settled down, get you a seat, and stay there. And I want to ask some of you parents or whoever's responsible for some of these young people to stop them from getting up and going out during services. Do not let them get up and go out during, especially during preaching. Bad, bad habit to get into. Now, I want to bring a message to the young people tonight. And I want all of you to listen, all of you that have been to camp and all that. I realize that we have other needs in our church, but I feel as a pastor right now, this is the most important thing that I could do tonight, what I'm going to do tonight. It's very hard when we have people in here with marriage problems. We have people in here that need to hear about financial help. We have people in here that need help with a job, with your temper, with your home, with your whatever. And I know my job is to hit all them things and preach on everything in the world. And sometimes it might be, I've been accused. Sometimes you might think, well, Brother Danny just tries to help them young people and everything, and he don't care about me. Well, that's not true at all. But I really feel like they need this tonight. And I've been over backwards to try to help them and make sure that they be right with God. We got a wonderful, wonderful group of young people here at our church. Amen. They're not all what they should be, but neither are we as adults. And that don't excuse it, but I'm just saying thank God for our young people here at the church. And some of them are just closer to God right now than they've ever been before. And what I want to do for a few minutes, it's like this. They're right here. It was right here. And a few weeks ago, it was right here. And they're right here now. And what I'm going to do tonight is get behind them and just push them with all my might. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to give them a shove. You say, don't you think you ought to try to calm them down? Not on your life. Amen? Not on your life. If I'd have had this bunch over there with me Friday night, we could have seen revival nearly. I mean, tell you, I wishing they was there. I'd like to buy me a big bus and take them with me everywhere I go. And just let them sing. And I'm going to be preaching at a Christian school up in Kentucky with 280 students here in a few weeks every morning to their school, high school. And boy, that's just a crowd that just sits back there like this, you know. The only thing they think the Lord is a fire escape. They're saved, and that's about it. And they're missing the blessings of really, really knowing what it means to be right with God. And I thank God that it's some of our young people have got a hold of it, and the Lord's got a hold of them. And I want to preach to them tonight. So all you young people that's really got right with God, you that's called to preach, and you young ladies especially, you listen up. This is just for you, okay? I want to preach to you on take a stand. Don't back down. Don't bow down. Don't give in. Take your stand. You're this close. Just go ahead and jump on and say, all right, here I go. Here I stand. I'm just going to give it all up for the Lord. Jesus, I give you my heart and my soul. You've only got one life. You might as well just haul off and give it, Lord, while you're young. What about that? There's plenty of people trying the other way. Why don't a bunch of y'all young people just say, hey, I'm just going to do what Brother Danny said. I'm just going to give in and give everything to the Lord and just see what happens. Don't back down. Don't bow down. Don't give in. Take a stand. Ephesians 6 and verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. Lord gave me these thoughts just as fast as I could write them down this evening. I've been thinking about them 2 or 3 days. Wrote them down, go. Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. There's what's against you. Against powers. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, what does it say? To stand. When you do everything you know to do, just stand. When you've tried and it seems like your friends get mad at you and it blows up in your face and your family gives you a hard time, just stand. Don't bow down. Don't give in. Don't give up. Don't back up. Just stand. Having done all, to stand. Stand therefore And he goes on to tell you about your armor there. You're having your loins girt about with truth and your breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench. There's what will help you to quench them darts. Faith. Believing the Lord's with you. The darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Don't back down. Don't bend. Don't give up. Don't bow down. Just stand. I thank God for young people who will take a stand. The revival I got saved in, it took me a while to really take a stand. I wish I'd have done it immediately, but I kind of had to get my nerve. I was kind of chicken. I was kind of worried about what other my friends was going to say about me. It took me a while, but thank God I finally did, and I'm glad I did. If I had to do over, I'd do it a lot quicker. But I'm encouraging you tonight to stand. A week ago Thursday night, as many of you know, the Lord really answered our prayers and moved and rekindled a fire in our young people's heart. We've always seen that. Seen it years ago. We've seen the most strong move in 1986, and then little fires along through the years, and then this past week. I know that some people would say all that is just pure emotionalism and all of that. Now, I'll grant you, a lot of it is emotionalism. I'll grant you that. But every time I've ever seen God do anything, there was emotionalism connected with it. So you can't say that just because something has emotionalism in it, that God's not in it. You can't say that at all. I've seen it. The revival I got saved in was filled with emotion, and I'm standing here 22 years later, brother. It lasted. It lasted. But the reports that I have heard coming in from the last few days, there were 10 or 11 churches with us out there at camp that last week before last. And I hadn't even talked to about five of them. But about the ones that I've talked to, I have heard reports of young people. The first two rows was packed out this past Thursday night from the group from Mount Elmira. They all came. I walked in, they was just waving at me like this, waving at me. I said, "Oh Lord, I have to see yous again." And they said, "Hey Brother Danny, hey Brother Danny." And you know what? Boys, some of y'all remember them boys from Kentucky. And boy, one of them boys, he jumped up, held his Bible up like that and said, "Woo!" Like that, you know. When they started singing, that preacher told me, he said, "We have never had young people jump up and shout. Never." He said, "We have never seen." He said, "When they come home from camp," he said, "they got so excited," he said, "that they brought $9,000 worth of tapes and CDs and videos, and some of them brought Playboy books. Can you believe that? Playboy books. And they piled them in a big pile and stomped on them like it and set them on fire and burned them." He said, "I never seen nothing like it." He said, "I've never been in one of them." And I said, "Hallelujah." Nobody didn't even tell them to do that. That's what they did in the book of Acts. When they turned from idols to God, they burned those wicked things. Now, anything you've got that would be offensive to God, you need to just burn it. Just burn it. Just burn it. Get rid of it. You won't be. Don't go say, "Well, I'm going to put this way up on the bottom shelf in my closet." You know what will happen? The first time you get weak, you'll be a sneaking in there pulling that thing out, right? So if you burn it, you can't get a hold of it. Amen? Just get it out of reach. He told me, they was testifying in church. He said, I think it was him, told me that somebody went home, told their parents what happened. He said, their parents started coming. Their parents started cleaning house. He said, "Mama and Daddy started getting some things right." They said, "The sister come and said, I'm going to find out what's going on," one of the preachers said. Another one of the preachers told me, he called me from South Carolina. He said, "Brother Danny, these kids, they've gone wild." He said, I've never seen nothing to beat it in my life. He said, "They went wild at church." And sometimes you have young people get a little overzealous and they make the old people mad. Hey, he said, they went back to their church and this young girl stood up in church and she went like this. She said, "Praise God, she sounds her dad. This is a dead church." She said, "We've been used to amens and praise the Lord and hallelujah." He said, "Our church is dead." And boy, people started getting mad. They started like saying, "Well, who does she think she is running off up there to camp, then coming back?" And the preacher had to take her aside and calm her down. He said, "Now listen, you can't do that. You can't rebuke people and tell them they're dead just cause." And boy, I said, "Amen, brother, amen." That's a good sign God does something. It starts tearing up that playhouse that a lot of religious people have. And boy, people get mad. They hate it. People hate it when God starts stirring people because it tears up and makes them feel under conviction and makes them real nervous. Amen?
Sure does. Well, I'll tell you what, another preacher called me. He said this. He said, Brother Danny, you ain't going to believe this. He said, went back to New Jersey. He said, all the girls that I brought to camp, he said, they come back on fire. He said, they were and crying and raising their hands in church. He said, these people here have never seen nothing like that. He said, we've never seen nothing like that ever in this area. He said this. He said, some of our girls run in a cross country, on a cross country track team or something like that. And he said, when they run right cross country, he said, they have to wear them little bitty shorts, them little bitty flimsy things that just make a jaybird, a pair of a diaper, you know? And he said that's where them. He said our girls got back from camp and they told them, they said, we're not going to do that. They said, we're not wearing them things out. They said, we're going to be modest and cover up our legs, and we're not just not going to do it. And you know who got mad? Mama and Daddy got mad. And they said, you're carrying this thing too far. They said, you're gone overboard with this. Just because a teenage girl wanted to be decent and try to be modest. But I tell you what, you say, what do you think about that, Brother Danny? I just say, thank God that a teenage girl's got enough of God in her to want to stand and say, I'm going to stand for God. Amen. You say, well, it'll cause trouble. It always has caused trouble. You say, it's controversial. It's always been controversial. You say, it tires up churches. It's always tore up churches. Thank God for young people who will take a stand. Don't back up. Don't bow down. Don't give in. Don't give up. Just stand, young people. Stand. Don't back up. What I mean when I say don't back up? We got a word for it. It's when you start living for the Lord like this, and you get this close to the Lord, and then you get this close to the Lord, then you get this close to the Lord, then you get this close to the Lord, then you're this close to the Lord. What do we call that? Backslide. You're sliding back. It's like you're going up a hill and you got real slick tires and you're going, you start spinning. You know, and you're still trying to go forward, but you're actually going backwards. Don't do it, young people. Don't back up. Don't back up. If friends try, listen, you young people learn how to learn. You know what you need to learn how to do? For one thing, you need to learn how to do is don't let me have to make you set up near the front. Don't crowd in them back rows back there. Get in up here, man. Get in up here. Get us as close as you can get in. You say, well, Brother Danny, the front row's full. Check your second row. You say, Brother Danny, second row. Check your third row. Just get in here just as close as you can possibly. One way you know you're starting to backslide is when you start wanting to sit way back. Young people I'm talking about. And you still want to sit back there and talk. You say, well, I walked in and all my friends were sitting there. And well, just, you got to have enough gut sometime or another to stand on your own two feet. Just walk right by and come up here. Instead of letting them influence you, you influence them. Get on up there. Sit in front. Say, you know why young people like sitting in the back? So they can talk during service. By the way, if I were you and my friends were talking during service and preaching, I'd just look straight ahead and ignore them. If they say, look, just go. Just look right at the preacher and say, look, I want to tell you something. You say, well, that's rude. It's not near as rude as them trying to get you not to pay attention when preaching is going on. Pay attention. You cannot talk for 30 or 40 minutes every Sunday and Sunday night. Sure you can. Listen, don't back up. Don't back up. If they try to talk to you, just ignore them. Get up there, man. Get up there. You know what's our problem with young people? Young people have seen so many youth get on fire and then backslide that a lot of them say, well, hey, I'm not going to get in because I've seen how so-and-so does and I've seen how so-and-so does. They'll get up there and sing, then they're out doing this. Then they'll get up there and sing, then they're out doing this. Well, I tell you what, I thank God for people that keep trying. Amen? I do. But listen, don't be a reproach on the name of God, young people. If you say I'm right with God, it may cost you something, but stand and don't back up and don't bow down. Let's look at somebody in the Bible just for a minute who did not bow down. Daniel. The book of Daniel, chapter number 3. The great book of Daniel there. I want to show you some young people who would not bow down. And buddy, I mean to tell you it cost them, but God helped them. They would not bow down, but God helped them. Amen? I saw one of the young ladies at camp that had been at camp just this weekend. And I saw her coming toward me. She had on a real short pair of shorts like this. And she seen me, And she went like this and stood by something and talked to me. Hey, Brother Danny. Now, you know what that is? That shows you that she knows it ain't right. Amen. Let's just be honest. Amen. See, if you're not doing nothing wrong, it's like somebody see with a cigarette and we see the preacher and they do it, just do it like this. You say, well, I don't. Well, that's deep, deep, deep down inside you. You know that you shouldn't be doing it, right? Well, I know that kind of cuts close. I mean, it's like shaving your hair. But it's the truth, and I'm going to be a lot less popular by the time I get through tonight. But what I'm trying to do is get young people to take a stand. Just take a stand. The Hebrews in Daniel chapter 3, the Hebrew children here, they was going to throw them in the fire, brother. They was going to throw them in the fire. And the king said, I'm going to give you one more chance. Look at verse 15. One last chance. Now, if you be ready, at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all good music, ye fall down and worship the image which I made. Notice, the music was the tool that the king used to make them worship a false god. Music breaks your resistance. Music breaks you down. Music causes you to give in. Music causes you to bow down. Stop, hold your finger there just a second. That's why I try to tell you kids, if you're riding in the car with somebody and they put in rock music, just get out as fast as you can. Or say, hey, let's don't listen to that. You know why you don't? You say, well, Brother Danny, I was in a car with so-and-so and they put on rock music and I kind of felt kind of funny, but I didn't want to say nothing. You know why? Because you're just a chicken. You're not. You need to be a man enough to say, hey, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear it. Now, there's some places you can't help it. Pumped in your head out there, school, in the mall, restaurants and stuff like that. But if you've got a choice, brother, just take your stand. Take your stand. God will bless you. The Lord will bless you. The music broke down the resistance. Notice what he said. You fall down and worship the image I've made? Well, but if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour in the midst of burning fire furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? All right. What they had to do. They said, you are either going to bow and worship that image or you are going in that fire. In the fire. No questions about it. Look here, young people. Let me show you three young people hurriedly tonight that took their stand. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Isn't that a blessing? They didn't say, king, we need a few days to pray about it. They didn't say, well, I just really know what my belief on that is. They didn't say, let me call Brother Danny and see what he says. They didn't say, I just don't know what I believe about that issue yet. They said, hey, ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. We ain't going to bow down. Amen. And they said, I'll tell you something, King. Our God that we serve is able to deliver us. No doubt in our mind. But even if he don't, now getting somewhere, we still ain't going to bow down. That's a blessing. That's one of the greatest verses in all the Bible. Look at verse 17. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, means even if God don't help us, if God don't deliver me, if God don't give me a boyfriend, I still ain't giving in. See? Amen? If God don't answer my prayers, I still ain't going to give in. We ain't going to bow down to your gods or serve the golden image which thou hast set up. Amen? Don't bow down. Don't give in. The world keeps pulling on you like a magnet, like an ocean. You need to just make up your mind. You're going to take that stand. You're going to take that stand. You say, I'm going to do it, preacher. You see, when everything's emotional, we're all at the camp, we're crying and hugging necks. You say, glory to God, I'm going to stand. But when you get out there in that world, it takes more grit than it does emotion. It takes more guts and backbone than it does emotion because emotions wear off. You've got to determine. You've got to make up your mind right here on this altar that you're going to live right and stand for God. Let me just inject something here tonight. You parents won't feel neglected this evening. Let me just say just a word. We could have some help from you mamas and dads here tonight. If you have a young person up here tonight, we need your help. They need your help. If you do not have a young person up here tonight, we need your help. Are you listening? Here's what you can do. Parents, number one. If your kids want to do something for the glory of God, if I were you, I'd do everything I could to encourage them to do it for God, not discourage them. I've seen it happen over and over and over. Young people get on fire for God, want to do something for the Lord, and mom and daddy say, well, now you don't need to be doing that. You need to do it. I know how you young people are. I'd be careful about that if I was you mom and daddy. I'd be real careful. Now, I know I've heard people say, well, the only reason he wants to go up there to them meetings is to see them girls. And the only reason they want to go. Yeah, I know all that. And a lot of it's true. But I would not dare stand in the way. If you've got a young person that wants to do something, God, I advise you. Let me tell you a little story. When we first got saved, we was just like these boys. We just like Brother Jason, Jonathan, and these boys here and all these boys, we used to run around together all the time. All we wanted to do is sing and preach and study the Bible. That's all we wanted to do, a bunch of us did. We used to run around. We'd take a notion about 10:30 at night. We wanted to go give out tracts. You say, well, the Lord probably wasn't in all that. No, I'm sure the Lord wasn't in all of it. But the Lord did know that in our heart we wanted to do something for God. I remember one night we went to this boy's house. And went to his house and he said, we said, we're going over to a truck stop to witness some truck drivers and give out some tracts. And he said, well, I got to go home and ask my parents first. And he went home, and his mama, who was a Christian, got real upset. And she said, I about had it with this stuff. She said, now you boys are carrying this thing too far. She said, it's just too much. I don't mind you going to church. I'm proud of you. I'm glad you're trying to serve God. But she said, you're just carrying it too far. And give you the standard line, you know, you can't win the whole world. Just calm down. Come down. And she made that boy stay home that night. I'll never forget it. But we thought, man, that's kind of weird. We didn't understand that. Now, I understand now why she did it. But back then, that don't make no sense. Why would she want to stop him? She's just worried about him. Didn't want to get in trouble. Maybe it's get hurt or have a wreck or something. And after that night, I noticed the difference in that guy. And it wasn't very long till he got to where he didn't want to go with us. And it wasn't long till he's playing in a rock band. And his hair grew back out. And it wasn't long till he got killed in a car wreck out here on the other side of town. And I saw a difference in him that night. And his mom said, nope. You're not going. I don't mean to make no accusations. I wouldn't do that for nothing in the world. I'm not indicting her or anything like that. God knows she's probably a good woman trying to do right. But I'm just saying this. You be careful about holding a young person back. If their heart is right and they want to do something for God, you know what we need? We need some mamas, some older women in our church, 30, 40, 50, 60, to take some of these young girls and take them under your wings and teach them how to be a Christian lady. We need that, folks. We need it. They need it. A lot of them's parents don't come to church. They've never been what a Christian woman's supposed to be like. They don't even know. That's how come a lot of them get married and the marriage don't last 6 months. They don't know how to treat a man. They don't know the wife's role in the home. They don't know what you're supposed to be as a mama. They think you're supposed to get married, have a baby if you want to or don't want to, and dump it off when it's 2 days old and go back to work. Brother, they don't even know what a housewife and a mama's supposed to be. They need to see it. We need some moms who just get some of them at church on Sunday and say, hey, you don't go home with me and eat with me. Teach them some things. Let them see your life. Tell them. But they can. That's what the Bible said, that the older women teach the younger women to be discreet, keepers at home, to love their husbands, and to do all those things. We need some women that that'll do like it. We need some women who will teach these girls how to pray. Take them in there in the prayer room and let them hear you pray. Let them feel your prayers. Let them see. You say, well, Brother Danny, I'd be glad to do it. Just grab them, man. Grab them. Grab them. Say, come on, honey, I'm going to lay hands on you. And put her up here. I'm anointing her with oil. I care. I mean, brother, just pray over and pray over and pray over until God just seals her up and puts her in His care. We could be raising some godly women of the future sitting right here on these pews. Well, I can't do it. It takes more than me just screaming at them every Sunday. They're going to have to see some examples in front of them, in the choir, in the Sunday school, and all these things. Teach them how to think straight. Go visiting with them. Teach them how to visit a rest home. Go pray with somebody and go visit the old folks or something like that. You say, oh, Brother Danny, they all ain't going to stay with it. No, you're probably right. You're probably right. I ain't dumb enough to think that. Revival I got saved in, there's 200 come in. There's 14 preachers. And out of that 14, I know there's 4 pastoring churches. And probably half of them probably ain't even preaching tonight. But thank God for the 4 that are, and the other ones are still preaching. If 5 of these teenagers makes it for the glory of God and lives out the rest of their life, it'd be worth every bit of effort we can put into it. Yes, sir. He said, oh, they live right. You've got to understand that some of them come from homes and backgrounds that some of us didn't come. Listen, my daddy was lost when I was growing up, but I had a mama that taught me morals. And thank God for that. Some of these kids didn't even have. All they know about God is what they've learned here. He said, they ain't going to stay in here. Now, I know all of them won't. All adults don't. People say, oh, them young people, they get fired up and die out. Yeah, I know, they're just like adults. Don't adults do that? Don't I get up here and preach once in a while and say, all right, we need 50 people to go on visitation? We'll have 50 people. We had a bunch of you signed up and you ain't come through. So, I mean, we're all like that. We're all like that. We mean well. Our spirit's willing. Flesh is weak. So just thank God for the ones that do make it. Thank God for the ones that do keep their commitment. Thank God for people that will say, I'll do what I said I'd do and go on and serve God. We need some daddies who are trained to be role models. You see, daddy, these boys are going to think what's important and what you think's important. If you think a ball game more important than prayer meeting, your kid's going to grow up thinking that. I don't believe that. I don't believe there's ever been a ball game more important than me. I'll do my part by the grace of God. I'll do what I can. I'll go with them. We stayed up with them 1, 2 o'clock in the morning at camp. There's 50 in my living room last Sunday night from nearly 12 o'clock. There's a gang this evening. I'd stay with them 24 hours a day if that's all I had to do. But I've got to go to Florida and preach to the heathen down there this week. I'll take a trip with them. And buy some trailways and give us a move. Go. Amen. We've got some young people that really, really won't stand for God. You know, school starting here in a few weeks. Now, the way I thank God that we've got some young people that just this week decided they want to go to Christian school. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me say again. All kids change. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they couldn't do nothing about where they was at. But if they could do something about it, they would have. They could have been back in Jerusalem, they would have. Now the way this thing about school, brother, if you can't help it, then you just got to stand for God and trust God. But if you can do something about it, you ought to do something about it. Amen? The Bible still says, come out from among them, be ye separate. The Bible still says, not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. The Bible still says, and that goes for anything that you can possibly get out of. I know some kids can go to a public school that don't have that much effect on them. But most kids can't. If there are kids that achieve, that like to be accepted, that like to participate in things, it's tough. If they do, they're going to have to just learn how to be an outcast, and some of you kids ain't able to do that. You can't handle that being an outcast. you can stay right with God and be in a public school is you've got to be an oddball. You got to stay away from the dances. You got to stay away from the demons. You've got to stay away from the wicked people and the drinking and the pot. You can't stay right with God and be involved in that. I know that's just laying the cards out on the table, but that's just all they are to it. And if I were you as a parent and I thought, well, my kid's not able to handle that, I'd live in a dump or borrow the money to put kids in Christian school. That's what I'd do. That's what I'd do. I've done it. I've done it for 14 years. I ain't preaching you something I don't practice. Amen? God's always took care of me. What do you think? I preached all over the country and they give me offerings in revival. That's how I put Carrie through school, doing that. If I wasn't doing that and I didn't get to preach nowhere, I'd just mow somebody's grass or something. This is a good year to mow grass. It rains 15 times a week. Amen, brother. Where you at, Rick? Rick, you and Gary stand up there just a second. Where's Gary? These boys, you'll be in the 10th? You'll be in 11th? These boys here decided this year they're going to Christian school. Amen? Isn't that a blessing? Now let me tell you something about these boys. They could be in Freedom High School down there in Morganton. Be whatever, Mr. Freedom or whoever. And Gary, he could be a star basketball player down there one of these days. He's only going to be in 10th. He's going to be a ball player. That boy's going to be a ball player. He's got it. Him, you know. He's afraid his hair will get messed up. But I'm just kidding, brother. Now, you say he's giving it up. He's giving it up. Giving it up. You know why? Because he got right with God and he said, I don't want to be around that no more. Amen. And of course, we got a bunch of others that. And I thank God for it. You're in the Marian Christian Academy and things like that. And somebody said the other day, they said, Brother Danny, we need a school. Tell you what, son, you fork over the $1 million, we'll have one to knock your eyes out right back here in them woods. I'm about just tempted. Just tempted. You got a gang like we got here. Holly, stand up there just a second. See this girl? She'll be in what, 11th grade? Her dream all her life's been a cheerleader. She could be or would be the head cheerleader at McDowell High School this year or something like that. Miss McDowell or whatever. She could be. I've seen some. Miss McDowell's a lot uglier than her, ain't you? Amen? Sure. Another day, not even say a word to her. She said, I'm going to Christian school. Giving up her dream, man. Giving up her dream. Giving up her dream. Thank God for you, sister. Thank God for you. Amen, folks? I'm not saying you have to do that, but thank God for a girl that says, hey, I've got it right. I'm serious. Give up her dream for the glory of God. Okay, sit down. God's already used her story. I told it up there in Kentucky, and a bunch of people, you know, started getting right with the Lord. See, all it takes is some young people that'll take a stand. And the ones that do have to go to the school up here, just take your stand in school, just like they did in the fire, and say, bloody God may not even deliver us, but we ain't giving in. We ain't bowing down. We're not riding around with you. We're not going drinking. We're not going to the dirty movies. We're not going to the dances. We're going to stand. You say, well, Brother Danny, what's wrong with being a cheerleader? You want me to tell you? I'll tell you. Back when I went to school, do you want me to tell you? Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. Back when I went to school, cheerleaders cheered. Now, I know some of you are getting real nervous right now, but brother, it's just about time we just tell it like it is. Amen? And the truth is the truth tonight. The truth is the truth, and it ain't going to hurt us. You say, brother, you're Danny, you'll never have a church preaching like that. You just hold your horses tonight. Back when I went to school, it was rah, rah, sis, boom, ba, go, nebo, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I want to tell you what it is now, brother. It's lewd burlesque dancing to rock and roll music. And there is no way under God's heaven that that can be right. That ain't right. If all it did was yay, 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 that'd be okay, right? But all cheerleading these days is a
belly show and leg show for the wicked men sitting in the crowd while they're having a timeout or a halftime. And you can tell anybody at the high school that I said that, because they're going to hate my guts anyway on account of her, and they're going to hate me. But I didn't tell them nothing. But thank God I'm telling the truth anyway. And God is my witness. There ain't no way that God's going to honor a bunch of girls get out there doing like this and moving their pelvis to rock music. God ain't in a million miles of that. And if you don't like that, I'll tell you what you can just do. Go dance your little fool head off. Wait and see what happens at the judgment day one of these days. At the Christian school, just cheer. Nothing wrong with cheering. Go, team! It's about got to the place where a Christian can't even go to a ball game anymore and feel comfortable. I mean, I ain't been one years and years and years. I ain't never been to McDowell game, but one, that was things before I got saved. And I went to one other up there and had to ask God to forgive me about 15 times going up there playing one time. That's because you're just an old fogey, don't know. I can get into it just like you can, sonny. But I know that God's not pleased. There's a right way and there's a wrong way. It's going to cost you, people, to take a stand. And when these kind of things starts happening, it causes problems. People start getting mad. People start talking. People start saying they think they're better than we are. No, you just better just let God do what He wants to do in your heart. Take a stand. Having done all, just stand. The Bible still says, come out from among them, you separate. It didn't say just old people like Brother Danny. It said, Christian, come out from among them. If you can't, if you got to go, you got to work in a hell hole, you got to go to school in a hell hole, and you ain't got no choice, just stay as close to God as you can stay, and the Lord will deliver you. But if He don't, just stand anyhow. I know this hurts. I know it's just like pouring salt on a sore for some of you. Lord knows my heart. I love you and I don't want to hurt you. I'm not thinking of nobody in here. I ain't got nobody in mind. I ain't thinking. People think the craziest thing. They say, well, I know he just said that. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. I said this because the Lord laid it on my heart this evening. And I want to just encourage these young people to stand and let them know we're behind them. We're behind them. One of these days, they'll look back and they'll say, thank God. When you young people here tonight, when you look back, if the Lord don't come 20 years, when some of you are pushing 40, you'll look back and see the friends that you run with school with and see what kind of mess. I'm telling you, you look back and you'll see them and you'll say, thank God I didn't go the way they went. You can't see it now, but you will then. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Some of these young people tonight, mamas and daddies, we're going to have an invitation. Some of them come homes where mama or daddy ain't even saved. There's some of these young people here tonight that their parents give them a hard time about coming to church all the time. I'm telling you, they got it rough. They need our help and our support, church. Some of them's coming from homes where the mom and daddy fussed at them for what God did for them at camp. Fussed at them. If you got a teenager here tonight or a young person, we're trying everything in our power. I know you think, some of you might think I'm mean, I'm trying to be cruel or something, but I'm trying everything in my power to make them do right. And God's doing something. The Lord's doing something in them. The Lord's doing something in them. Folks, I tell you, there ain't no telling what God could do with our young people. Let's get behind them, parents. Amen, boys. Come on, that's right. Amen. These altars are filling up already tonight. Young and mamas and daddies too. Just get up and come. Get up and come right now. Maybe some mamas and daddies here that need to get some things straight. To encourage. Listen, you got a teenager looking at you. That's a responsibility and a half. Do you know it? You better be what you're supposed to be. One of these days you'll wish your kid to go to church and they won't. And the more they learned it was from you. Amen. You can't fuss at them for doing something that you do. Can't get mad at them for not doing it if you won't do it. Set the example. Take a stand. And having done all, to stand. Pray, kid. Pray. Just keep praying and keep praying and keep praying and keep praying and keep praying. And just keep praying and pray some more. And just pray, oh God, do it in my heart. Do it in my heart tonight. Come on, girls. Come on. Just get up and come. Get up, young man. Come on. Just get up out of your seat. Get up and come right now. You say, well, Brother Danny, all my friends will make fun of you. Well, you sure ain't. You're hard up for friends. You know what? You sure ain't got much friends. If that's, you've been playing around and doing things you ain't supposed to. Some of you young people here tonight, did you know what playing around with sex will do? Do you know what playing around with sex will do, kids? It'll give you a disease that you will never get rid of the rest of your life. Don't be silly. You can't go against God and come out right. You can't do it. You can't do it. You better do right. You better do right. Come on, just get up and come. Just get up right now. Get up and come right now. Don't be ashamed. You say, I don't want to get in on all this. God may be giving you the only chance you'll ever have. God may be giving you this chance. Move. Move right now. Move right now. Move right now. Will you do it? Move right now. Have you done your best for Jesus? Have you done your best for Jesus? He has done His best for us. I know I ain't much tonight, but I do want to be an example for these young people and where I've failed them. And I ain't been the best example all my life, and you know that. God knows my heart tonight. I want to be somebody that can say, well, hey, Brother Danny stood for the right. If he can do it, we can do it. I want to do that. By the grace of God, I'd rather die. I'd rather die and be in my grave than to let them down and say there ain't nothing to it. They need us. They need us. Pray, kids, pray. Just pray and pray and pray and pray some more. And pray and pray and pray and pray some more. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You may get thrown in the fire. God will deliver you. If He don't, say Him anyway. Don't back up. Don't give in. Don't give out. Don't give up. Don't bow down. Just stand. Stand. Stand at your Christmas party. Stand when you go back to school. Get together at school. Have that Bible study, that prayer meeting time at the high school. Get together. Stick together. Don't get mad at each other and bust up. Father, do what ought to be done in our young people's hearts tonight. Mamas and daddies too. Lord, we need You. Lord, we can't do it without You. We can't stand in our own strength and our own power. Dear God, I pray You'd help us. Help us, Lord. Move upon us. Oh, Jesus, do what ought to be done. Move upon us, Heavenly Father. Have Your way, Lord. Have Your way. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord, move upon us. God, stir our young people's hearts. Stir them tonight. Stir them tonight like never before. Oh God, move upon us, we pray. In Jesus' name. These are still praying tonight.